You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This market wrap is brought to you by Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.
And so we begin with a look at your markets and how the JSE moved and how your money moved for you if you have got direct or indirect exposure, of course, through your pension fund. It was a relatively better day. Mr. David Shapiro, who is the Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities, a relatively better day for the All Share Index, but nothing that shut the lights out.
Well, Fifi, you know, at 4 o'clock, the market was down just over 0.5%. And then all of a sudden, some strong buying came that actually lifted us into positive territory. So from an outside, you know, it appears as though nothing happened. But there was plenty of activity in the last hour. And I think most of the activity was actually in two shares, in Prosus and NASPAS, you know, which have been relatively ignored for a long time. But we've seen a recovery in Chinese tech companies and tech shares. And I think it just gave Prosus, NASPAS a bit of a boost. Of course, you know, with their big underlying investment in Tencent. So Alibaba was the star of the show. That was up, well, the last time I looked was up about 6%. It's not quoted here, but I mean, broadly, there was a recovery in stock. So some late comers to the market there, but they certainly, you know, they certainly lifted our market.
Yeah, I suppose the saying goes, I mean, it's not over until it's over, right?
Yeah.
Staying in the tech space, but looking at entertainment more so, I don't know if you saw the late announcement out of MultiChoice. They seem to have settled their tax debacle over in Nigeria. Did you see that? And does this mean they're in the clear?
Well, this normally happens with local companies that are listed or do business in Nigeria. You know, it takes a lot of lawyers and a lot of beating up and bashing and negotiating, but eventually they clear it. So I think it's going to take some pressure off. It only came through at about 5:30, so I haven't had a really good look at it, but it is going to alleviate some pressure. But I think at the back of our mind, we always know that these things will be cleared, and we just don't quite, you know, quite understand what the motivation is to attack South African businesses.
Yeah, I mean, you're camp attack South African businesses. There are those who are camp South African businesses, don't perhaps follow the law in its full in other countries, but let's debate that another day. I want to talk to you about inflation.
Well, you can always tell after the outcome they get let off, so you say, well, you know.
But it's not cheap. Anyway. MultiChoice had to pay 19.4 million.
Yeah,
I want to check the currency of that. 19.4 million. I want to say dollars, but I'm really hesitant because that also does seem like an arm and a leg.
I can't see it that fast. I'm trying to look through it very fast to see what it is. But
you and me both. Know. Okay, yeah, I've just anyway. No. Wait. I've just got it. Yeah, 19.4 million US. D.
US dollars, you did right. Okay.
USD. Nonetheless, I think that's another conversation.
Well, then they've been naughty, naughty boys, yeah. Then they have been naughty, naughty boys, yeah.
Right. Whatever the situation is, that matter is settled. What is not settled, however, is inflation and how much of a problem or how long of a problem it is for us, because we've got numbers in which inflation has just creeped higher. It creeped higher, right? But now it's about how much higher it can go and over what period? What's your view?
Now, this was expected. This was not unexpected because of base effects. Remember the fuel price, if you go back a year and you have a look at prices, you know, where we were a year ago compared with where we are at the moment, I don't think this is a major surprise. And I think from now on, we'll start to see it level out. So this, you know, it was in line with the expectations. I don't think it's going to influence the Reserve Bank to any great degree. So I wouldn't get too concerned. Look, overall, I mean, inflation is an issue. We're working and globally we're coming out of the pandemic and it's causing all kinds of disruptions in pricing. So, I'm in the camp where we need to let this just work its way through for a few more months. And then make decisions on whether or not one has to, whether it's embedded or whether it's really going to make a big difference. So little we can do. While oil has come up, I think the one thing that is helping us now is that the rand has been very strong, or the dollar weak. So the rand is back at 14.40. It's not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, you know, that we were well over 15. That's also some kind of counterbalance to the kind of price changes that we're seeing now. But Fifi, it's a difficult, it's a very fiery kind of argument, the whole inflation debate. You know, and one never knows where to pitch yourself or where to place yourself in this. Is it transitory? Is it going to be permanent? Or are we going to just flush this through the system?
I tell you, we are seeing permanent inflation. Yeah. It's a 120% increase kind of inflation. And I'm talking about the performance of Bitcoin this year, David. Are you looking at that? What's your take on what that digital coin is doing right now?
Well, you know, it's very fashionable at the moment. You can't stop it. People want it. It's very, how do you value a Bitcoin? You know, you can't value it because there are no fundamentals to it. So as long as it becomes fashionable and as long as people want it, if the price can keep going higher, and it'll go higher and higher until people don't want it anymore, until it's saturated that marginal demand.
I guess that's the question, though. What's that point? Because now, if we do the conversion in South African rand, we're almost approaching a million rand for a Bitcoin, David.
For a Bitcoin. Yeah, I know. And what is it? So how do you value it? You know, we can value our currency because it's determined by the performance of our underlying economy. You can value a dollar or a pound or any of these. But how do you value Bitcoin against what? What do you measure it? So I think that's the mystery, and I just watch from the side. But I think that it will. You know, you're in a kind of momentum stream at the moment. There's a lot of force behind it, and as long as it's fashionable like it is at the moment, I think it can go higher and higher as marginal people, you know, just okay, I'm going to have a punt, and so it goes. So just brace yourself, fasten your seatbelt.
All right. Pick and pay results, take on how they've managed to weather what has been quite difficult times for the group.
Well, they gave a real moan, and correctly so. You know, of what the riots cost. They fully covered from an insurance point of view, and it doesn't seem that there's been any financial loss. But they did highlight, what this cost the country, and of course the insurers. I think what they complained more about was the loss in alcohol sales and making a big stand on that and how that affected them. But overall, it's a solid result. Mm. I think they did well. What's impressing me about Pick and Pay is what they're doing at the low end of the market, you know, in the clothing line, that was up very strongly, Boxer very strongly, and it seems to be where they're going, probably slightly down market from where they have been pitching themselves, you know, in the value Pick and Pay, that seems to be where the trend's going. But once more, Fifi, you know, because of the disruptions we had and because of COVID and the closures that we saw, it's very hard to give you comparatives. And, that's why they've given like a two-year view and saying over 2 years we've done well, which is a much better way to, measure the company.
But just yes or no, is Pick and Pay a buy?
If you like retailers, yes. Do I prefer ShopRite? Yes. Do I prefer Spa? Yes.
All right. I think point well taken.
You know what, Vivi? Fair enough. I think all our retailers are good.
Okay.
Really, I think the one, maybe even not Massmart, they're still in recovery phase, you know, they're still battling a bit. But I mean, generally, Woolworths and, you know, our grocers are doing pretty well. And okay. I think they're very well run. So,
okay. No,
that's
thank
a better
you.
Way of putting it. Yeah,
much better way. A more holistic view than just looking at one counter. Mm. But David, thanks so much, sir, for your time. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, David Shapiro, the Chief Global Equity Strategist at Sasfin Securities. Hey, we didn't just get to discuss this. So De Beers came out with its sales update for the 8th. Cycle, and this covers the period up until the 19th of October or so, and it looks like diamonds are still forever, or diamonds are still definitely a girl's best friend in my view. They sold $460 million worth of diamonds in the 8th cycle, and that was driven by a strong push from the consumers out of the US and also out of India ahead of the Diwali holiday.
This market wrap was brought to you by Standard Bank Corporate and Investment Banking.
When Imperial approached us about enabling their South African operations to become a gateway to the continent, we knew they needed a partner with on-the-ground insight, a partner that would help them become a company that connects trade flows into and out of Africa as it supports the development of the continent and her people. By connecting Imperial with AfroPulse and Willerton Group, Standard Bank helped facilitate a broad-based black economic empowerment deal that resulted in them achieving 51% black ownership and 30% black women ownership. A deal that's aligned to Imperial's purpose of connecting Africa and the world as it improves lives with access to quality products and services. A deal that'll enable active economic participation and empower Africa's people. If you're ready to put yourself on the map, visit us at standardbank.com/CIB. Standard Bank, it can be. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.